You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It is November 8th, 2022. And Nikita Lyons and Zoe Stark are not your NXT Women's Tag Team Champions.
Aww.
But they're going to have a pretty hot one-on-one feud, it looks like. Based on Zoe attacking Nikita tonight at the end of the show.
Zoe belted her ass right in the face. It was great.
That was rough.
Those great babyface champions of ours went running scared, even though it was 2-on-1. They just went running from, and they waited for her to beat the hell out of Nikita, and they're like, thank you for that belt. And then they left. Like, yeah, screw Nikita. Let her get that work.
I think, like, there is sort of a fight or flight response. If you're in a situation where shit is popping off, sometimes you're like, I got to get in this and break this up. But sometimes you're just like, I got to get the F out of here.
I am option number three, the person with the cell phone yelling, World Star. There's always one. I'm that one.
So this is the Wrestling Gang Podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Alfred Conwan and Wesley Demon Diva Issa. And tonight we're going to talk about NXT 2.0 and take a break from everything else going on in the world and talk about the world of sports entertainment. It is sports. It is entertainment. They come together for sports entertainment, hence the name. And we're going to break it down with NXT 2.0 tonight. Alfred, what's going on in the news? Do we have any news? Anything?
Well, we have quite a bit of news today. Of course,
quite a bit.
Is
wow.
Election Day, big day here in our country of America. But the biggest news is about the former president of WWE. As ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Kennedy McMahon has been photographed out and about the New York City streets with a mystery woman. We cannot confirm who this is. We do not know if this is business or if it's personal. They both seem to be in, he's in a suit. She's in a very nice dress. It could be either. It's not Stephanie or any of his family, it looks like. She kind of looked like Dixie Carter, so maybe he's selling the company. But nobody knows what Vince McMahon is doing out and about here. It looks like he's living his best life. And I didn't know Vince was out in these streets like that. I mean, the guy used to text me on Saturdays, and now I don't hear from him anymore now that he's gone. Come out to Applebee's here in Inglewood, Vince. I'll take you to Applebee's. Don't go out in these New York restaurants. Issa, are we happy with Vince living his best life?
What's wrong with New York restaurants, Alfred?
No, compared to Applebee's, I'm just saying he doesn't need to be in New York out in the streets where everybody knows him. Come out to Inglewood where you're a stranger and we can have some wings.
Listen, let Vince do Vince right now. Like, do you realize how awesome it must be for him to not have these women sign NDAs and have to pay them millions now because now he don't have anything to protect? So now he's just like, oh, I can do this for free, you know?
I did hear that he paid for the dinner in hush money.
Oh, that's a...
You need to do a pro wrestling bits where it's like, you know, texting Vince. And it's just like 3 a.m. you up.
So maybe...
No, because Vince is a new man right now. So, you know, the reply he's going to get is, who this?
He's going to ghost me. Vince, if you come out to L.A. on a Saturday, I will let you hit the button when we post those nationals on South African Twitter.
There you go. What else is going on?
So other than Vince McMahon, the show that he used to run Raw, it continues to do some pretty mid numbers. They were way down with 1.501 million for Halloween. They're up, but still quite low with 1.593 million. Not a good number, even though the show was very newsworthy, which we'll take care of our next story because it bleeds into this. Austin Theory lost his Money in the Bank cash-in match. I have very strong opinions about this. Go watch my latest pro wrestling bit. I will have another one tomorrow because there's too much to say about this, and I've been fired up for the past couple of days. But internally, Austin Theory's Raw Money in the Bank cash-in match was not listed internally. So Triple H continuing to keep people in the dark and maybe keep everybody surprised with what's going on. Issa, your feelings about Austin Theory, this whole situation?
Worst cashing in history, no doubt. No doubt. Worst cashing in history. There is no defending it, and I see some people trying to defend it, and I'm like, stop. Get some help. There's no defending this, okay? Is the guy destroyed? I don't know. Baron Corbin is still trying to recover from his cashing, and at least he cashed in on a world title, right? But he cashed in with gender and still failed. It was the worst cashing in history, in my opinion.
Wow.
Is there a comeback for Austin Theory? Yes. Has he been booked strong since winning the briefcase? No. So are we really surprised that he made this stupid choice? No. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of, I have a lot of opinions as well, but I just don't think there's defending this move. I don't understand where it came from. I don't understand why we did it. If we didn't want him to lose to, even losing to Roman, he wouldn't look better, right? If he cashed in on Roman and lost, I think that would have, nobody's beating Roman right now. So nobody would have been against that. Or even the teasing of the NXT, then let him go to NXT and cash in there. But on the United States champion after issuing an open challenge, there's just so much wrong. My favorite thing about this whole thing is whatever they're doing with Bobby Lashley, keep it up, okay? The one person that came out of this looking like a beast was Bobby Lashley. Outside of that, I don't know that anybody benefited for this. It doesn't elevate the United States Championship. It didn't elevate Seth Rollins. It definitely didn't do anything for Austin Theory. And as far as the ratings go, it was a newsworthy show. That crowd, if I wasn't watching it on a watch-along, I would have turned it off just because the crowd were not waking up for anything. The only times they woke up was for both of Seth Rollins' entrances. Outside of that, there was no reaction to the cashing, to Mia Yim. There was no reaction to anything. So it was a bad crowd.
Well, I think, you know, whatever he might have in Austin Theory, he lacks in Austin Powers.
Got a Mojo reference?
What else we got?
Well, I just wanted to add that in addition to all the people who it didn't help, Issa, you mentioned didn't help Rollins, didn't help the title, didn't help Theory. Most importantly, didn't help Money in the Bank. And I do think that this is the darkest day for Money in the Bank. And we are now in a post Money in the Bank era where the worst thing that could have happened is he challenges for that secondary title. What made that thing special is once upon a time, it was a walking world champion. It was a world champion waiting to happen. Good chance.
Especially after the historic cash in by Big E. Yeah. The last time we saw this being cashed in, it was by Big E, and it was so wholesome and so welcomed by everybody. Did you see the comment I left on your latest video?
Oh, I'll go back in terms of watching. I basically
said that the Money in the Bank briefcase needs therapy and will be suffering from PTSD after this.
I did see that. It did come up on my phone where it said Money in the Bank needs therapy, and I was like, I wonder what she's on there. I can't wait to read that one. That's amazing.
The briefcase has been disrespected and is currently in some hospital getting some much needed therapy.
That's a great way of putting it, because it was so powerful that you would be forced to take somebody seriously if they had it. Now, if like a mid-carder wins it, people will just be like, oh, he'll just challenge for the NXT title, or he'll just... So there's so many different things you can do. It's harder to take somebody seriously.
You're going to have to go back to a main eventer, like when Brock won it, or like when Big E won it, when it was a 100% for sure these people are going to successfully cash in order for the male side briefcase to recover. Because outside, after Rollins did it at WrestleMania, they should have retired it after that. Nobody's stopping that, right? But after Rollins did it at WrestleMania, I love the Dean Ambrose one because the Shield was champion the same night. Everybody, like, that's history. And I love the Big E. But outside of that, even Brock's, it was great. The boombox Brock was great, but we knew he was winning and it didn't feel like an exciting cash-in. Brock is not going to fail at cash-in, so you already knew what we were getting. Braun Strowman failed. Baron Corbin failed. The whole Otis and The Miz won. It was a transition thing. We all know it. It was a transition thing. So it's been a long time since, like, you know, I would put Big E in the difference in the last, like, few years. But after Rollins and Dean Ambrose, it felt very mid for the briefcase. From the briefcase.
Yeah. What else we got?
Well, there is a backstage news on John Cena potentially stepping back in the ring at WrestleMania 39. It is just that speculation, but it has begun for John Cena in terms of whether or not he will wrestle at WrestleMania 39. Who knows? Maybe that will be what can save Austin Theory, is a match against John Cena. Does that do anything for you, Glenn?
Who cares about Austin Theory? We're worried about the briefcase. So if they're putting Money in the Bank back in the WrestleMania matches, let John Cena win it. Imagine, like, the picture of, like, nothing there and the briefcase just hanging in the air. It's gonna be beautiful.
I think how we get John Cena back for the next WrestleMania. I got it. I understand it.
Oh no. Give it to me. Oh no.
Hi, John Cena. This is Scripps. And I was thinking, if you're not doing anything next year, I think you and I should have a match at WrestleMania. Now, give me a call back, please. This is my cell phone number. You should have it on caller ID. But I'm thinking we work a little program. Ultimately, I go over naturally, but I will make sure to raise your hand after to show that Scripps is a gracious winner and the true babyface champ of WWE. This is Scripps. Thank you. By the way, the Marine movies are underrated, and you were awesome in 12 rounds.
Bye. Such a nice guy, Scripps. Putting everybody
over. Oh, absolutely.
Over.
Yeah. Scripps is America's sweetheart.
Scripps, we got him. What office would Scripps be running for? We've got to vote for him for something. We got to get him in there. Speaking of which, before we move on, right now on my YouTube channel at Pro Wrestling Bits, I'm holding actual elections, AEW elections. Polls close at midnight, so go to at Pro Wrestling Bits to vote. Just a quick update. Should CM Punk return to AEW? 67% of you said no, he should not. Should Tony Khan and AEW be banned from making more belts? 92% of you said yes. So that is overwhelmingly no more belts for AEW. Should Jade Cargill be elected of Attorney General of Twitter, where she will ban as many as 10,000 incels? 63% said yes. Should Britt Baker win the AEW Women's World Championship? And should they strip Thunder Rosa of that title? Very close, too close to call right now. 55% say yes, strip Thunder Rosa. 45% say no. 92% of you want a free Idolo, and then 83% of you want MJF to turn heel. Back to you, Glenn.
Beautiful. Thanks for the update.
Any other news stories?
No news stories.
Okay.
I'm not following Scripps.
Dylan Matthews, it's his American birthday. Happy American birthday.
Happy birthday, Dylan. He's been celebrating for 2 days because he lives in the future.
Yeah, go fire a gun or something and eat a hot dog.
American as opposed to, it's like the day that he came to America?
No,
because he's in Australia, you guys. So here is the date that is his birthday, but his birthday there was yesterday.
Got you.
What would you do without me?
And Kelvin R. Alexander, $5 super chat. The booking was suspect. They wanted it off Austin Theory. Unfortunately, it didn't make creative look good with how they did it. I think, honestly, he should have gone after an NXT championship.
Go shoot a gun? Why would you say go shoot?
Because it's American birthday.
It is American. That's very American to shoot a gun. We shoot a lot of guns in this country.
It's as American as apple pie, firearms, and lottery tickets.
It took me a second, but I agree with Kelvin's super chat. And thank you. It registered like, what?
By the way, for anybody who cares, this is my losing Powerball ticket. Worst day of my life. I bought the ticket feeling good. I felt it in my body, Glenn. I thought this was going to be the day, but it did not work. Somebody in Southern California did win, so shout out to them.
Oh,
I will
good.
Be coming to your house.
I was almost one of those Nevadans where I was like, I'm going to drive to State Line 45 minutes and wait in line to buy Powerball tickets. Like, I was almost that guy. Because there's a pink box donuts there now at State Line. They got vegan. They got amazing vegan fritter. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go do it, make a road trip. And I was like, no, I am not. No, not happening. I've not gambled yet. I've lived in Nevada for over a year.
What?
So my wife is going out of town next week.
Can you like sync with us when your wife goes out of town and then me and Austin, maybe we can come up and then we can all like have a crazy Vegas week and like vlog it for our channels? Come on, Glenn.
We got to hit these roulette tables, Glenn.
No, what I do when my wife goes out of town is I watch like tearjerker movies and hang out with the cats and like order falafel because my wife's never in the mood for falafel because it's very heavy, but I love falafel. I keep thinking, I'm like, I'm gonna go to Aliante because that's kind of close by and they've got poolside blackjack, and I'm like, I could do that, I could wear a mask, I won't get COVID, it'll be fine. Like that's my aspirational fantasy when my wife goes out of town. I'm gonna go play some poolside blackjack. Aim high is what I'm telling you. Live your dreams, kids. You know. So let's talk about NXT tonight. We opened with Schism. Joe Gacy.
Body positive, Joe Gacy. Look at Joe Gacy in those trunks.
And the masks.
Yeah. They're revamping this act, man. I'm telling you. First thing they do when they're getting you ready for that strap, put you in traditional ring gear. This is what they did to Miz when they wanted him to win that strap.
Well, Joe Gacy took on Cameron Grimes tonight and got a win. Alfred, what did you think of this match and that booking?
Good, good opening match. Joe Gacy's always been a very good worker. I don't know if it's because he's in more traditional wrestling gear that he maybe comes off as more of a spring in his step, but I thought he looked really good in there. And that finisher, again, I don't like those finishers where you have to set them up and they're these big productions. Buckshot Lariat is an exception to where I do like that, but I like him to come out of nowhere. But he hits that finisher so explosively that I have no problem with it. So I thought in the ring, in terms of a wrestling match, this is great. Storyline-wise, I'm interested only because of Ava Raine, but I'm still not really there with Schism.
Issa?
I love this match. I thought it was great. I forgot. I've been so non-invested up until the point where they added Ava Raine that I just hadn't paying attention. But yeah, I thought they had really good in-ring chemistry. Both of them, I thought, looked great. Even Cameron Grimes. I'm ready for them to be done with Cameron Grimes, though, and move on to whatever is next. But they look like a faction today. And I actually gave you a shout-out today, Alfred, because you said that they were going to put the machine behind them and make them look polished and sharp. And I felt that tonight. They feel really like a team. Yeah, I think they look great together. I really, really, I like the match. It wasn't my favorite match of the night. We'll get into that. But I really, really like the match. And I do think that they, the more that I see them together, the more that is clicking for me as far as Schism go. What do they do with Cameron Grimes from here? I have no idea. Do they call him up? Do they give him a whole new gimmick? Because this is like done at this point.
Yeah, I think he's getting called up.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, there's literally no place else for him to go. It's all diminishing returns at this point. He has done everything.
For like a year. He's like a sixth year senior.
We shall see. So backstage, we had Nathan Frazier walking out of the medical area talking to Axiom. I like how Axiom just cuts promos in the mask. It works when it's a mask where you could see, I mean, because you can't see his face or his eyes. So it's always kind of comedic to me. Just that lack of recognition there. But then we had Carmelo and Trick in the barbershop.
I love this.
Yep.
This guy knows how to, they've got such great chemistry because Trick just kind of jumps in there with these little anecdotes where he just like, where Carmelo's saying, I've never been pinned with this style. He's like, yeah, for all those ladder matches, you'd be champion. he's like the Waldo to his Eddie Winslow. And they're just great how they play off each other. And I just thought this was awesome. I thought they let him riff. And Carmelo's a great champion. He knows how to make the points of being a great champion and how he never got pinned, making a lot of great points. I like it, that line about 60-day trial period champion. So he's talking that issue, and now he's also putting over Wes Lee and saying how good he is. So he knows how to cut that kind of – you can tell he studies a lot of old-school wrestling because he's very good at emphasizing the belt.
My favorite thing about this is that Carmelo Hayes went on putting over Wesley, but then when the barber tried to put over Wesley, they were like, no. And it felt like a real conversation that you will have with your friends, like, okay, I'm allowed to give him props, but you're not, okay? Yeah. I really like this. I love these barbershop segments. I feel like they get people over, they get the point across, but they don't feel forced. It doesn't feel like a fake conversation at a fake barbershop. It just feels like a normal conversation that you will have with friends, and I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to this, and we'll see where this match goes. I mean, we've seen them before, and there's a lot of we've seen this before in NXT, but they are managing to find a way to keep me intrigued when it comes to Carmelo Hayes and Wesley.
And then we had a phone call from Scripps.
Did we know?
I thought it was a love letter.
Well, it was it was a love letter on the Jumbotron, but you could tell he phoned it in. Scripps is a big fan of the phone.
I thought they were using Audible or something, you know, like he wrote his own poetry book and somebody just, and he read it himself.
Scripps has got a landline because he insists that he needs that high fidelity for the dulcet tones of his voice. Scripps tonight, what did he have to say?
My name is written on the walls. My voice sounds through the halls, and soon I'll be in NXT to watch the whole thing fall. Pain is truly among thee. Imagine what will happen has happened. As it was always meant to be. This is Scripps.
That was beautiful. You delivered it like a freshman going off to college. It's just so much wonderment.
It was so poetic.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Scripps mania is running wild.
It gets the people going.
It really does. Scripps mania. Scripps is going to main event WrestleMania at this point. Usy mania is going to get passed over by Scripps.
I swear to God, if more people watched NXT, they would have really appreciated that tweet with the edit I made of the Starbucks call.
Yes, agreed. I thought it was great, by the way.
Nobody watches NXT. Nobody of the people that watch this podcast watch NXT. We actually might get more viewers of this podcast than NXT gets.
I'll bet you one of those came from the actual scripts.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
We got to figure out who it is and then we'll find out. Yeah. Do you guys have any guess on who scripts is? Because I sure don't.
Me neither. I've been thinking about it and I don't want to think too hard. Maybe it's a woman and they're like swerving us.
Maybe. Although it's, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the reveal will be disappointing.
Wow, Glenn. I love the realist. Like, you're such a realist and I appreciate that.
It's Thunder Rosa. You heard it here first.
Okay, that would be cool. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but the odds are the if I had to bet money, I'm betting on a disappointment. It'll be someone where it's like, oh, I kind of remember them from NXT UK or when they were signed. You're like,
No. There's no accent there.
I don't know. I mean, this isn't the return of Heath Slater, is what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing to get pumped about with this.
Wow.
I'd be very excited. If it was Heath Slater, this would be a 2-hour podcast, I think.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens when Scripps returns. What will Scripps do next week? Who knows? Tonight was a poem.
He's going to call one of those like Cleo lines to get his future read.
Okay. So this is on you.
Oh, God, no.
Hi, Psychic Hotline. This is Scripps. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Scripps. My name is Isa, and I can read your future.
Ooh, well, I'm an Aries, and very, very sensitive, as most Aries are.
Yeah,
and
Aries are assholes, basically, Scripps.
I believe I'm a sensitive person. I'm really a poet at heart, an artist, if you will. Scripps is sensitive. Scripps, there's an inner Scripps. The inner Scripps is actually a Gemini twins, but the outer Scripps, I was born, my birth sign's Aries, but the inner Scripps, Gemini. And I was wondering if you could give me my horoscope.
I'm going to need to know more about you, Scripps, because this is per minute, so I need you to talk for at least 5 minutes. I can get paid, Scripps. Like, times have been rough, Scripps. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't believe in the tarot anymore.
I am a believer in the dark arts. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer in psychic powers, but I'm also quite spiritual. But agnostic.
That's incredible.
You know, I meditate a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm in touch with nature. I do a little Wicca, you know?
Okay. Perfect.
I like to go in the forest. You know, sometimes when I have a grievance against somebody, I'll actually write a poem. And sometimes instead of reading the poem, I'll just take it into the woods and I'll bury it. And that's how I attain closure.
I'm starting to see your future, Scripps, and I see you getting your ass whooped in NXT because you're way too sensitive for this business.
Is it possible you could transfer me to another psychic that perhaps could give me a more rosy outlook?
Certainly. I'll transfer you to Alfred Saxton right now.
Hey, Scripps, how's it going, man? Alfred Saxton here. No relation. What's going on? Why did you get transferred here?
I didn't even say my name. You must be psychic.
Oh, of course. I know everything about you. I even know what you had for dinner today. And I really hope that the moon pies were delicious.
I do like a good moon pie. So, Alfred, what do you think about my future in NXT?
Future in NXT. You're just going to have to let me feel the energies. I feel a back energy. It's definitely your back. Very strong shoulders. I feel the back on a mat. That is a mat. It's a canvas, square-like circus. I see a hand in your future with your back on the mat, and I see you staring up at the lights and how beautiful they are. So I don't know if that's a talk about how beautiful the atmosphere will be or that you're going to be doing a lot of jobs, but there's a lot of lights and a lot of counting in your future.
So what you're saying is that my future endeavors look bright, and you wish Scripps well in his future endeavors.
Absolutely. Come to Applebee's, they're hiring.
Thank you. This is Scripps.
Oh, what other operators the Scripps
call? Save it for later in the show. Maybe the Scripps After Dark will make some more phone calls. If Ross still paid attention, I'd be getting the text now where it's like, 3 Scripps calls is enough. Thank you for the first half of the show. Save some for later in the pod. And be sure to plug the super chats. No. If Ross still paid attention.
Yeah, this is still free.
Yeah. So let's talk about Electra Lopez versus Sol Ruca, and Electra getting that win. Issa, what'd you think of this match?
I love Electra. I love her getting the win. I just feel bad for Sol in her debut. Like, if I'm her, I'm just going to dedicate the rest of my career to surfing because, my God, they brought her in to lose. She's just a jobber, basically. And they've done that to a lot of people that they're making video packages for and intending for us to get invested in. And then we see them finally on the show and they lose. So what's the point?
Yeah, no, I feel like they're just going to go around in circles with this.
But hey, Electra looked great. So shout out to La Madrina of NXT.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about this. This was not, I wouldn't say it was good, but it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I thought they both worked hard and they looked fairly decent.
Yeah, I thought it was a fine match. I just don't know. The problem is there's only so many opportunities for women in NXT right now. And it's really unfortunate because they still just have such a stacked roster of talent that I want to see more and more of.
That limited TV time, so it's going to take longer to develop. So there's, I mean, I think WWE needs to start considering working with other promotions. I know they're friendly with GCW, but that might be something. I don't know if that's too hardcore for them, but they're going to need to start sending their talent out around the country touring so they can get better faster because they're just firing people after a couple of months. I mean, John Cena wasn't even close to ready after a couple of months.
Well, it's the 2-year plan now. It's basically in 2 years you have momentum
you
upward.
2 years. You have like 90 days now to prove yourself. That's what they say. That's what the streets say.
No, okay. She's right. It's like, and we're already seeing it. Is in addition to Bodhi, that kind of took the headlines, but a lot of people who they didn't think were developing after a couple of months got let go. Whereas Riddick Moss, he's been there for like 7 years before he got called up, and they're not doing that anymore. And I think that's kind of unfortunate because they might be cutting the next John Cena or the next great star.
You heard it here first. Riddick Moss is the next John Cena.
Yes, he's the current John Cena. You'll see.
It was Austin Theory two months ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a different era. What? How funny would that be if you're overhearing Vince McMahon having a conversation with that lady, and he's like, and then they took the briefcase off him, and it was for a secondary title.
Kelvin R. Alexander, Scripps will manage Wendy Chu to NXT Gold. Wendy had a match on Main Event last night, didn't she?
Who watches that, Alfred?
I don't know.
Glenn, I'm sorry.
Don't put that evil on me.
Okay. Keandre, 999. It's Keandre before you butcher my name. Thank you. I appreciate it. Keandre saying, does it make sense for Austin to cash it in if it was an open challenge? By the way, thank y'all. Y'all be having me weak as F at work.
That's good to hear.
Hey.
That's a good great question, in fact, in that, like, if it's an open challenge, but he did cash it in after the open challenge, after Bobby Lashley came in there, and I don't think it started or whatnot. It's just a horrible decision for them to do that.
It doesn't matter. If you see Bobby Lashley on beast mode out there, why would you even come out? Why would you even come out? I don't care how beat up Seth Rollins is. I'm going to be like, nah, I'm going to wait. Yeah. I'm away. If Bobby Lashley is running loose with that attitude that he had last night, he yeeted Mustafa Ali into oblivion.
Yes. Twice.
Yeah. And
Calvin saying Saul would be the babyface equivalent of Tiffany Stratton. I'm really looking forward to Tiffany Stratton's return. She has been greatly missed on NXT.
Yeah, yes. Agreed.
Me too.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So what happened next? Oh, Chase, you, Andre Chase backstage with Thea Hall and Duke Hudson. I miss Bodie, man. I mean, Thea's good. I like Thea's rage.
I love Thea. I think she's rage. Awesome.
This woman is on something.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I love Thea's rage, but I'm just, I don't care about Duke Hudson. Like Bodie, Bodie worked better with Chase. I just think I'm just waiting for Duke to attack Chase. Like trying to do a hostile takeover.
Justice for Duke Hudson. He's trying, man. He's trying.
I think he's doing fine. I like his role as a disruptor. He's clearly there as like a mole. And I do think that Bodie's going to come back and they're going to pay this storyline off.
Wow. So Bodie, I mean, has been doing a lot of media.
That's the thing. And he keeps calling him Mr. Chase. And I don't know. I'm not saying this is a Maverick situation. No, I'm not going to say go that far. But I do think there's an understanding that he's going to be back because it's all too calculated right now.
I agree. So Andre Chase took on Charlie Dempsey, who looked quite regal, as commentary said.
I liked it.
But Charlie got that win, even after they tried to throw in the towel and stop the match.
Yeah, because of it.
That's right. Yeah, but Charlie was still being very brutal to Andre. This was good. It was short. Charlie Dempsey.
Charlie Dempsey, ladies and gentlemen. I thought this was good. I like what they did storyline wise. I like that, you know, Duke Hudson doesn't have to do much in this role. He's just kind of a jerk. And so I like him sabotaging Andre Chase. And I do think that Bodie Hayward is going to save the day.
He wasn't sabotaging. He was helping you guys. Come on.
Wow. All this propaganda for Duke.
So Indy Hartwell was backstage. She said she's starting to understand how NXT works. I would hope so. She's been there a hell of a long time.
But I do like this new attitude from her. She's been winning matches. She's on a winning streak. She's getting no opportunities. Go get them yourself. I appreciated this.
Had Brooks and Dunn at Fallon Henry's family bar. They were talking and Kiana James and her assistant came in. Continuing this. This is fine for a secondary.
I feel like I was watching Heartbreakers. Remember Heartbreakers when he didn't want to sell his family bar and they thought he was loaded. That's why Jennifer Love Hewitt was going to marry him. Great movie, by the way. But I really felt like I was watching that.
You know what I want? That's hilarious. I want Brooks and Dunn to feud with Carmelo and Trick so that Carmelo and Trick go to the family bar for one episode and Brooks and Dunn go to the barber shop and we just get a flip-flop because they're essentially the same segments, but just in different settings. And I want to see them mix it up.
What if they all like toss coins in the same fountain at the same time and swap bodies between Brooks and Dunn and Carmelo and Trick?
Let's go.
And hilarity ensues. So Stax Lorenzo took on Hank Walker. Who's Hank Walker?
He's a security guard. He's the people's champion. Right.
I call him Wanker for short.
Wouldn't it be Hanker? Like, I didn't, I knew
no,
I
was
like,
hold on, Glenn. Winker is better.
It's gotta be Winker.
It's gotta be Winker. That's
Should
it.
We say that?
That's what we, in my streams, that's what we call him. Just FYI.
Well, that's how memorable he was. I couldn't even remember who he was.
Oh, we have so many nicknames. You guys should tune into my watch alongs. You will have fun.
Oh, you've got great, the greatest.
What's the name? What's the guy? The guy that went to NXT that was in the D'Angelo family?
Two Dimes.
Yeah, Two Dimes. Now we call him Shark Boy because he showed up on Shark Week, remember? So he's Shark Boy. I have nicknames for everybody.
Shark Boy.
Many of which can't be repeated on this podcast.
Yeah.
But Stacks got to win.
Isn't Winker a major street in Chicago? What's the name of that street in Chicago?
No, a Wacker. Wacker.
Oh,
Drive.
Yeah. Well, same thing. You know, you're whacking something. Whacking something. I mean,
Wacker.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Wow. Kelvin's saying Kiana has become my favorite heel since Tiffany has been out.
Wow. I mean, they're doing stuff with her. She's in a lot of storylines at the same time, which you don't see a lot, where she's ready to buy everything. So it's good on her.
Yeah.
Anyways, Wanker, I don't know who he is, but I was happy to see Tony.
Yeah,
they're going to keep him on TV, which is good. I hope his knee injury isn't as serious and he's able to come back.
I saw him on his Instagram story. He was at the gym, so he must be doing some kind of rehab.
Okay.
Well, Grayson Waller had Bron Breakker and Von Wagner on the Grayson Waller effect.
Let's go. I'm going to tell you something. Kelvin just brought up... Kiana, Grayson Waller has grown on me so much. Mm. Like, I remember thinking, why did they give him the Johnny Gargano win? Why would he get that rub? I'm sorry. I take it all back. I love him. And this segment would have been a mess because I don't know why you would have the two worst talkers in a talking segment. But if it wasn't from Grayson Waller, this would have tanked big time.
I was thinking the whole time, and I actually legitimately forgot that it was Von Wagner who's the challenger.
Wow.
I was like, Grayson Waller should be the challenger for this title. And I had to remember that Von Wagner was the one challenging. And I know I give him a lot of stuff, and I didn't think he was particularly great. I did like what he had to say. The material he was working with was fine, but he does have a very wooden delivery, and it was very hard to get into this.
Alfred, please, next time, just hear me out. Next time that they do a Waller Effect segment, watch his Instagram live instead of what they're showing on TV. And you will have a whole new appreciation because on TV they were going back and forth between Von Wagner's and Bron Breakker's face, where in Instagram you're actually seeing his reactions and how he's like kind of like rooting them on, but you don't see that on TV. It's a whole different experience.
I like
to
that.
Watch
like
it legitimately
screen.
To watch it on the Instagram live.
All right, definitely. I'm definitely watching it live.
And you can see all my smart ass comments on there too.
Oh. let's all troll him. Everybody should join that. Let's all hop on and just troll Grayson Waller.
His reactions made this segment for me because I still cannot take Bron Breakker and Von Wagner on the mic. I just can't, no matter what. I think he topped out at 1,800 viewers. That's the highest that I saw him for Trevor asking on the chat. So it was he had about 1,800 people watching him live on Instagram.
Okay. Robert Stone was out there as well. And I don't know, this is fine. These guys mixing it up.
I think Von Wagner could legitimately win that match because
you
never know who's going to get called up. And I hear they're big fans of Von Breakker, but I could really see Von Wagner being your new champion.
Please stop.
Wesley had a rebuttal for, and a Breakker, of course, fists were thrown. As Breakker took out Stone.
Do you hear Grayson Waller's like howl like when he was growling like a dog and he just sounded like my freaking Yorkie? I'm sorry, I'm very high on Grayson Waller right
now. Me too.
Like you said, he should be going for the title at this point. He's so good.
I do think they're saving it. That's gonna be the next like really big title change where he's gonna have a long time as champion. I think he'll come next.
Wow.
They tease a lot of people next, right? They had the Apollo. We'll get into it. They had the Apollo segment. JD seems to be calling it.
Yeah.
Grayson kind of make a hint at it. So it looks like no matter who wins here, there's a long list of people waiting to come for that title. And I like that. It does add it adds prestige to the title that so many people are after it.
I agree. Cora Jade. So Wesley responded to Carmelo and Cora Jade throwing it down at Wendy Chu.
Cora Jade is growing on me, but
she is. Yeah,
she's starting to grow on me, but it might be because she's going against Wendy Chu. That might be why.
That, and she's a thousand times better as a heel. I thought she was very miscast as a babyface. She never seemed comfortable for a second. And I think this is closer to who she is. And you're allowed to show more personality as a heel. And I think she's more comfortable doing that.
Yeah. So, JD McDonagh versus Axiom.
What a match.
I know, this was really good. And the referee stopped it.
What a freaking match. I mean, slapped. I'm sure Braun Strowman did not enjoy it at all, but I personally did.
Bunch of flippy floppers.
Hey, he's just trying to control his narrative, you know?
Yes, yes. But, you know, somewhere he was just crying, throwing his remote at the TV. But this was incredible. And that's the thing with JD. As much as I don't like him or when they show him backstage, I'm like, oh, this guy. But then he gets in the ring and you have to pay attention no matter what. And that's just there's something there. And I like the referee stoppage. I know a lot of, we went back and forth on my own stream talking about, do we like it? Do we not like it? I do. I think he comes off as a little bit of a savage having to put his opponents to the point that they can't even finish the match. It does make him seem a little more intimidating. So, and he cut a great promo afterwards. This was my favorite match of the night.
Oh, this might be my favorite match of the week. I thought this was really good. The problem is going to be caring about these guys moving forward, so they need to continue to tell whatever story they will. I will say this. This is where I wish WWE would maybe be a little more like AEW in terms of listening to, like, the kind of the dirt sheet, the gossip that goes on. I know, but not all the way, just a little bit. I really want them to lean into this Braun Strowman flippy flopper controversy to where they just have guys have, like, banger of a match like this, and just as it's about to finish, you hear the run, and he just comes in there and kills them both. They just got to do that for, like every single match. They do that one match per week per show. You get Ricochet, Mustafa Ali in there, and just crushes them.
And then when he gets all the heat, he, like, helps them up, and he goes, just kidding, boys and girls in the locker room. I'm just kidding.
We all work really hard. Come on, we're all brothers.
We all work very hard. Come on, I was just trying to rile up Twitter. I just needed some reading material. Get a book, buddy. Get a freaking book.
I very much enjoy being on Braun's timeline. It's very easy to fire up the IWC. I don't have a dog in this fight, but I thought the whole thing was hilarious.
As soon as I saw the tweet, I was like, did it trigger me? Maybe 10%, but I was like, I know what you're doing here, Braun. Right. I know what you're freaking doing here. And it worked. It worked. It was the talk of the town.
I definitely. He had to delete the tweet, but which I disagree with wholeheartedly.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't. Just because it was okay. I said it on my stream. Omas and Braun Strowman put on a good match. It's the best thing that both of them have done. He wasn't even top three of that night on Crown Jewel. Their match wasn't even top three. If you look, I thought Bayley and Bianca did better. I thought Roman and Logan Paul did better. There was a lot of good wrestling. It was like if you're failing a class and you had a D+, and you come home like, look, mom, I'm still not failing. Like, you don't celebrate that. You know what I mean?
Depends on what, if you normally get Fs, I mean, you know, a D+, like you're going to Red Lobster.
I'm sorry. We don't celebrate that kind of, you're not going to Applebee's unless you're bringing me straight A's and money.
So my good report card restaurant was always Red Lobster. So what was yours growing up?
I grew up in Puerto Rico. It was my mom's home cooking.
They didn't do anything nice if you got, like, good grades?
I went to Chuck E. Cheese.
I always got good grades. I'm like, that will pay me for A, Bs, and C, so we will have a rate. So I would always better get all A's, so I will make more money. Yeah. I'm a Chuck E. Cheese woman. I don't want to go to a restaurant. Give me money. I work my ass off for these grades.
Chuck E. Cheese was very smart about that. They would give you 100 tickets for an A, 50 tickets for a B, and so on and so forth.
We didn't have Chuck E. Cheese here back then, okay? Alfred, so good for you. So privileged, okay? Not me. I grew up with fucking rice and beans.
They're like real rats at the Chuck E. Cheese over there.
What about the Book It program? You want to know why all us nerds are so fat? Because it'd be like, read a book, and every book you get a free pizza. You know,
seriously, that's what's going
to do. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm gonna read four books this weekend. You know,
I went to I will go to a pizza place called Chico Man Pizza where the pizza would cost $5 and it was local. Okay, like I don't know, good on you for growing up this kind of way. But no, that pizza slapped, like legit slapped.
It sounds like it slapped. I want to go to Chico Man Pizza.
I made a business arrangement with my dad where it was money for grades, no restaurants. Like, I don't want to get fat. I'd rather take money and go shopping for clothes.
So, let's see. Super chats. Keandre, yes. More scripts, less NXT, please.
Oh, yeah!
Just you wait. We got to make it through the show. Sheed is a WWE copying AEW with all these factions, like between this and then the T-Bar promo, like scripts, schism, like stop every wrestling company, you get one, supernatural faction, and you get one like creepy, I'm here to cause chaos and like destroy you all. You will all rue the day. Like every wrestling company, you get one of each, and that's it.
I am loving Judgment Day on the main roster, though. They done such a good job turning that faction around. The Bloodline is what it's all about. So there are a couple of factions in WWE that are really, really working right now.
Sammy needs to get that 24/7 title out of the trash.
No, it got thrown away.
Yeah, he needs to pick it up out of the trash and bring it to SmackDown. Okay,
who was more disrespected on Monday Night Raw, the briefcase or the 24/7?
That's a good question, because they essentially did the same thing with both.
They had such a bad night. If you're a green item on WWE television last night, you were screwed.
Good thing Hornswoggle's not there anymore.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, someone's phone's blowing up.
It's me, Scripps. He's texting me.
Apollo, video package. He wants another shot at the NXT Championship.
I mean, he keeps saying that. We'll see.
Oh, we had Brutus Creed versus Damon Kemp in a 5-minute challenge where Damon Kemp won due to disqualification because Brutus
they didn't
Creed
even make
has lost.
5 minutes.
I know.
Which is very common with the male society.
Oh, man. No comments on that, Glenn, about the length of.
No comments.
What's your average? Do you have an average time? Do you time yourself? Do you keep stats? I have next gen statistics when it comes to that.
What are your stats, Alfred?
It's too early. The polls haven't closed yet.
I just want to make sure that you guys know time don't change for me. So it's past midnight. So anything goes. Anything goes.
Now, do you keep in like a peachy folder or a composition notebook, or is it in a spreadsheet?
He has
somewhere?
A whole ass spreadsheet. Yep.
Spreadsheet. Oh, yeah. You know, 7.5 minutes on Thursdays after 6:00 p.m. Next gen stats. What do you know about that? But that's just Thursdays, you know?
What's his name? Damon Kemp could never.
I think part of getting older is that you don't feel like you need to set any records anymore, and you just want to gracefully ride off into the sun. You know,
I'm always trying to step my game up and find out where I can get more aerodynamic.
You're a young man. That's about as well as that conversation could have gone. Let's see.
The super chat.
Let's go.
Dylan Matthews, how long do you think Scripps can last?
We need the answer from Scripps.
I think Scripps can just drone on and on and on and on and on and on and on. You know?
Wow, it's droning.
Yeah, he probably just never shuts up.
Oh, they attach him. Never mind.
Yeah, just don't. Not even. We still like doing this podcast.
Why do you still have a job?
You almost got me.
Yeah.
Why do they still let the three of us
together? I know. Here? Like, let's...
why haven't they split us up yet? I don't think Raj watches these.
Yeah. Yeah. Fightful ain't got room. Let's keep this going. You know. Keandre Scripps cashes in on Roman and the Usos.
What the hell, man? What the hell?
You just triggered Issa.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the main event tonight. Kayden Carter, Katana Chance defending their women's tag team championship against Nikita Lyons and Zoe Stark. And I had the draft reopened up. I was like, this is going to be the time. Zoe and Nikita. And then before I could hit send, no, it was over. Dreams dashed. But they were gracious afterwards. Until Zoe like started attacking Nikita with the belt, setting up a one-on-one feud between them. Alfred, what do you think of this booking decision and the main event tonight?
It's what we saw coming. I love this match, by the way. I think they worked their asses off. And I think Kayden Carter and Katana Chance are becoming a very good tag team. I love that finisher. I think it's an over finisher. And they're doing a good job. But this is where we saw it going and that they were going to lose. And then Zoe was going to turn. I like how they did it. But I just didn't like the two baby faces running off from one woman and just not bothering to even check on Nikita Lyons, just taking the titles and not really caring. If they're heels, I'd be fine with that. I think it was hilarious.
No, well, I guess you don't know what Seth Rollins is anymore, but we saw it with Seth Rollins when the OC and Judge started going at it last night. He was like, all right, bye.
Deuces.
Which I actually popped for. Yeah. I think it's funny that they waited for the belt, though. Like, they sat on the outside, like, you still got a belt.
Thing. And then when they got the belt, they're like, okay, we'll see you later.
I agree with you. I thought the match was excellent. I think both teams worked together so well. But Kayden and Katana are the legit tag team in WWE. Everybody else, whether you like them or not, have been thrown together, at least what's left of this women's tag team division, even on the main roster. They haven't. They've been together since day one, and it shows, right? I didn't think, no, sorry, Glenn, but after the whole false finish, I was so sour on going into this match that I was like, they can't put the belts on Zoe and Nikita, because the whole way that first match finished, if you were going to do it, it was then. If not, then work a different angle. So I was happy with the way that it went. I liked the turn. When she belted her in the face, I popped for it. Like, it was just funny. Because I'm literally, like, saying, like, why are they being so, like, graceful about this? Like, somebody should be mad here.
Yeah.
I also, in a way, didn't think it made sense for Zoe to be that mad, because Nikita was out because she got double kicked because she got her out of the way. So it's like, why are you mad, bro? Like she was out for trying to help you out. But overall, they've been teasing this, and it ended that way. So I'm excited to see Nikita get a real one-on-one feud, because we really haven't seen what she can do. So we'll see where it goes here. But I wasn't mad at this decision, just because I was so sour after they did that first match.
I, in hindsight, thinking about the match we saw tonight, and now for tell me if you agree with me on this, that it felt like they gave a little bit more in the last match. But tonight it felt like, knowing what they did after the finish, it all makes sense why they didn't quite put on as much of a banger tonight, given what was going to happen after.
It was much shorter, and I do think that was because they were focused on the post-match angle.
Yeah.
That did take a few minutes. So with the post-match angle plus the match, it would have probably been the same length as the first one. But yeah, I did feel like they kind of abbreviated this match so they can get to the finish.
So do you think... I think Nikita has to go over in this feud.
Oh, 100%. She's already lost twice. I don't even think she should have lost once. Mm-hmm. But they got to get her ready for that strap, because I think she should be the person to take it off.
Me. It ain't going to be Alba Fyre. We didn't talk about that promo tonight.
But it's better like, not
this
be.
This is just going on way too long. I'm over it. She lost. Like, get to the back of the line. Like, it's just.
And it's starting to hurt Toxic Attraction. It's starting to hurt Mandy.
It's hurting Alba a lot.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see it.
And shout out to WWE, because I do say, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but I do say that I'm more prone to them creating characters and relying on what happens backstage. That's a better formula to be creative. But this is a bad part about this. Like, this is the downside to maybe getting a little too creative for your own good, because I didn't think there was anything wrong with Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, why are you like pulling over for, it wasn't even a police light, like I don't even
she understand. Said rent a cop, so
you didn't even have your seatbelt on, like you take off. I'm just saying I don't know, I'm over that feud, so we'll see what happens with Mandy after this. But they did confirm it's going to be a last woman standing match between the two of them.
That'd be good.
Said
always
no,
benefits the heel.
Right. And that was the show tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to Deadline, to the next pay-per-view.
I love the name.
Yeah.
I want every pay-per-view to have a gimmick. I want like these matches to all be 15 minutes long. And if the champ doesn't win before the deadline, they lose the championship. It becomes so
it's
they have to
it's
vacate.
It's
going to
be all 5-minute time limit.
They didn't used to have a title like that in FCW. Is the I can't remember what it was called. I think it was a timed title, a 15-minute title or whatever. And it was a medal.
Yeah. Bring it back, man. And I'm loving these promos for Survivor Series War Games. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I'm excited to see what they can do.
That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I think I didn't reply to Raj yet. Are we all doing the Friday after Thanksgiving? And I guess the Saturday.
The Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the day after.
Yeah, I should be free. Yeah.
But we also have the Saturday with Deadline, depending on who they want on the panel. So we'll see.
I'm going to be a Survivor Series. Sorry.
Oh, you're going to be there. Wow.
Hell yeah, I'm going to be there.
I think
War Games.
Oh, that's in Brooklyn, huh?
No, oh, it's yeah. in Boston. It's in Boston. Oh, I'm going to be honest. It's been on my wrestling bucket list to go to all Big Four in the same year, and this is going to be the 1 year that I can do it. I've been to all of these events, but never in the same year. So I was like, man, the only one missing Survivor Series. Let me scratch that off my wrestling bucket list, because I do have one, and that is one that's been there for a long time. So I did all the other three. Why not? You know, I'm already going to be in New York. Boston is driving distance. You know, it's doable. I did it for Hell in a Cell back in the day. So why not?
Awesome.
Yeah, well,
I've never been to Survivor Series or Royal Rumble. I really want to go to Royal Rumble.
I went to that Pizza Hut Survivor Series, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You thought The Rock was coming?
Yeah, I didn't, but yo, the crowd really did think that. And I'm like, The Rock's not going to be, he's not going to be here. You don't do an unadvertised Rock. Yeah. You just don't do that. That's a bad business decision. But yeah, with a big egg. I was there. Yeah, that was a horrible. And it was my first Survivor Series. So I'm hoping this one really makes it better for me.
Well, yeah, Thanksgiving's almost here. Survivor
Series. What are you thankful for, Glenn?
I'm thankful for the both of you and our wonderful community.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I'm thankful for Scripps.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if Scripps is having a holiday party this year.
Oh no.
Hey, Bone Breaker, this is Scripps. Just giving you a call because I already sent out, I know it's only a few days after Halloween, but November 1st, the day after Halloween, I sent out my invite to my holiday party and you have not yet RSVP'd. Now, I was very clear on the invitation. Please RSVP, yes or no. Don't think that by not replying, I'm going to assume you are a no. I need you to reply yes or no. Because I need to plan. First off, this is a non-denominational holiday party. Joe Gacy insisted upon it. You know, he said, fine, you say happy holidays. You can't say Merry Christmas. I get it, Joe. I understand. We all believe differently, and Scripps is very tolerant of that. Scripps celebrates diversity, Joe. Don't cancel me. But, Braun, I need to know how many chairs to have, because if I don't have enough chairs, I might have to turn over a bucket. Somebody might have to sit on. It's going to be very awkward. Second, I need to know how much potato salad to make. Scripps makes a famous potato salad. It's got a bit of Dijon. I use red potatoes. That's my secret. Probably shouldn't have told you that, but Braun, I trust you. I like you, Braun. I think you're championship material, Braun. I respect your family, Braun. You're going to be champion, Braun. I will ultimately defeat and dethrone you, Braun. But that is a conversation for another time. But Scripps is going to make his potato salad. Please also let me know when you RSVP if you have any dietary restrictions. Because again, Joe Gacy is very clear that we have to, the gluten-free, the vegan, the non-dairy meat eaters, the keto, the paleo. Scripps needs to plan for all of this. So again, just please let me know yes or no. If you can't make it, I understand. Don't think you're going to hurt Scripps. Scripps is tough, Ron. But please RSVP yes or no sometime in the next 72 hours because I need to plan for this. Thank you so much. Happy holidays in advance. This is Scripps.
Incredible. I hope Scripps seasons his potato salad, by the way.
I mean, you got to season the potato salad. It's a must.
A must.
Going to be good. Scripps is over. Scripps is going to be NXT champion.
He should be. Or she.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Is Scripps non-binary?
That's a good question. I'm not going to attempt to answer that tonight.
It's character development, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're slowly learning more and more about
Scripps. We are. We can't learn everything about Scripps at once. You have to dole it out. And if it's like Bray Wyatt, you need to, you know, maybe sometimes reveal the same thing 5 or 10 times. And just really run it into the ground before
nice
you advance.
He's cooking. He's got something cooking up. I believe in Bray.
There you go. Well, let's wrap it up for tonight, folks. This has been a lot of fun. We're going to be back Friday for SmackDown and Rampage. We apologize. We were out last Friday. It just happened.
It was my fault. I already owned it.
It's all good.
It's not your fault.
Have a good week.
It's never Glenn's fault. Do not blame it on Glenn, okay?
Oh, Yeah. Okay. So have a good week, everybody. Issa's at NYC Diva Diva. That's Diva with a one. Alfred's at This Is Nasty. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Have a good one. We will catch you all next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.